Two games played, Michael. Two wins for Derry, certainly so far so good.
Tom, a great start to the season. I was at the Down game and it was a bit of a shootout between Cormac O'Doherty and, you know, Oisin McManus. You know, it was a bit of a shootout, but Derry got an early goal, and to be fair, that didn't really look like we were going to be reeled in. I like the look of them. They have Brian O'Gilligan and Eamon McGill in the heart of their defence. And last year they were on the football panel and hadn't given Hurling its full commitment. But that is some foundation for John McAvoy in the heart of his defence. And also, Tom, last year he brought out a new goalkeeper, Sean Kelly, who plays outfield for Kevin Lynch's, and an exceptional talent, I have to say. And the word on the street at the start of the year was that he didn't want to do goals. But John must have coaxed him, and he's back between the posts. So that's the middle of the defence basically sorted out. And against Down, that was the foundation, as well as Cormac O'Doherty's amazing ability to put frees over from everywhere. So it was a great start.
And then obviously he went to London and ran up a big score.
Yeah, the guy who covered the game for me, Tom, he more or less said Derry seemed to take their foot off the gas. And I spoke to John McAvoy after the game, and, you know, I said, was it a wee bit of a relief? He said, we went to London not expecting anything different, but when you get a lead like that, you sort of expect to keep it. And he did admit that they were hanging on. And it was still a good result to get. You know, 2 years ago in the Christy Ring Cup, London came to Ballinascreen and beat Derry. You know, so when you look at it, yeah, there's two excellent results. But
yeah.
Sunday's game with Kildare is obviously a top of the table one, and will probably be a bigger test again, I would imagine.
Yeah, and obviously a win on Sunday, and you're guaranteed probably a place in the final.
Yeah, because last year it sort of the wheels fell off Derry's wagon literally in the last 2 weeks. They were beaten by 2 goals by Wicklow in the last day, and just about made the league final on score difference, which they lost. So Derry could end up playing Down or Kildare in the league final, and as you say, if they win on Sunday, they're guaranteed it, and it means that as long as the wheels don't fall completely off against Warwickshire, which I can't imagine happening, they can go to Roscommon knowing that they're safe in the final. And when I put it to John about, you know, the target of the Christy Ring versus the target of promotion, he said, look, I'm not even looking at the Christy Ring Cup. It's simply promotion. And, you know, so from that point of view, I think Sunday as well, Tom, you know, as much as I said, he's got a new defence. Derry won 2 Celtic Challenge competitions back-to-back, that sort of minor development squad competition. And on the first season, there's a guy, Owen Cassidy, he's a school's all-star. He's now on the senior team, and he's there on merit. So they're bringing through some young players, and the likes of him, if he gets a game against Kildare, you know, what does that not do for his development? So if they could get a win, that would be brilliant. It would take the pressure off. But, you know, to sum up their season, it has been going very well, and I was very happy with it.
And in terms of the weekend, have you got any team news yet?
No team news yet, though. Eamon McGill, who I spoke about earlier, got a red card in London. As I say, I wasn't at the game, so I'm not sure what for. John said he was going to wait until the video came through to see whether he would appeal. The word came through that the appeal was successful. So he's back. You know, and when you think that Kildare have, I think they scored 5-19 against Warwickshire and 2-26 against London. So having your centre-half back available is huge. So that's a massive boost. Because if Eamon wasn't available, he was going to have to start restructuring his defence again. Because he had been playing slot-nail Sean Cassidy out at right half-back. So that would have meant, you know, possibly Richie Mullen playing at right half-back. You know, and it just wouldn't have been the same. So the fact his suspension's overturned, I can't imagine him changing too much. Because, you know, he went to London unchanged. And I would imagine this will be the same.
Yeah, so really, you know, this could be this. It won't be the biggest game they'll play this year, but it could go a long way securing a place in that final, as we mentioned.
It would, because if you strip it all away and look at Derry Hurling on the bigger picture, in Colley McGurk's last year, they played Kildare in a Christy Ring semi-final down in Inishkeen, and Kildare goalkeeper Paddy McKenna was absolutely outstanding that day, and only for him, Derry could have got to the final. They could have won it. Last year, they played Meath in the semi-final. I was at it. Wasn't much in it. Meath went and won it. You know, Derry's knocking that Christy Ring door, and for Derry as a county, I think a Christy Ring Cup would be a massive achievement. The difficulty is this year is that Offaly are in it. So if they could, you know, get a win out of Sunday, that's a confidence booster, you know, because in the league final, it'll take care of itself when it comes. But, you know, and I like John McAvoy's approach. You know, he seems to be a very, very deep thinker, and I think he takes every game as it comes. They always say that, managers, but he really does. He studies the opposition, you know, in great detail, and if he can put in a decent performance on Sunday, you know, when they meet Kildare down the tracks, I think it'll put them in a good stead as well.